Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. Donegal Place in Belfast is a place for meeting, shopping and eating, and, if the fancy takes you, listening to buskers. During the war, one of the shops here, which is now a busy noodle bar, was once the jeweller's Charman D. Neal, and its proprietor found his skills in high demand by the military. Instead of making engagement rings for sweethearts, he'd spend much of his time making cap badges, clocks, and sniper sights for soldiers. He also found that the fighting at the front would come closer to home.
My name is Gavin Glass. I'm the curator for the Royal Ulster Rifles Museum in Warren Street. We're at 22 Donegal Place, the former site of Charman D. Neal, watchmakers, goldsmiths and silversmiths, but is now a noodle bar.
Hi, Bob, please.
They actually made all the YCV badges, which was the shamrock and the crown, and they also made lapel badges, which all YCVs had to purchase. And they produced what is known as a Neal sight, which is a sniper sight that was fitted onto the rifles used by the 36th Ulster Division, which is really a unique item that we have in the museum, possibly only one or two of them left in the world today. The YCV was formed for lads between 18 and 35, finishing the youth groups like BB, Boy Scouts, was to bring them into manhood. They were taught military disciplines and military actions, and they maintained that through their whole career in the war. We'll go round now to Warren Street to the Royal Ulster Rifles Museum and look at the artefacts that the family Kenny presented to the museum, and we have on show to the general public. This is a YCV uniform. They wore grey whenever they come out, distinguished from the khaki. These little badges, which they maintained right through the war, were made by Charman D. Neal, and the cap badge, officers' cap badges, were sterling silver. Moving down here, this item here is the Neal sight. It is a sniper sight fitted to the Mark III SMLE rifle. And it's unique to the 36th Ulster Division. You can see by the little pouch, it's got its number on it, and it's also got the stamp, Charman D. Neal, Belfast. This large part with the sight on it actually fitted to the front of the weapon, and the little small part goes onto the rear with the smaller apertures, which give you a smaller field of view. It fitted to the side of the weapon, which meant you could still use the normal sights on the weapon. Now, I have a little card in there showing you the aiming dot right in the middle. Now, it's made that its focal length is at the end of the barrel. So, whenever you look up close, you can't see it, but when you hold it at arm's length, it actually magnifies the target. So, when you look through the smaller aperture, it narrows your field of view, which tightens up the aiming dot, or a wider aperture, which makes it wider. So, it's for longer ranges, smaller, and closer ranges, you can use a wider aperture. That's a sniper's sight. That would have been issued to the best shots in the battalion. On the table in front of you, you'll see two photographs. These are the two sons of Charman D. Neal. James Dermot Neal was the older brother, a director in the company. He was a rifleman until transferred in the machine gun company, and he was killed on the 1st of July on the Somme at Thiefo. The other brother, which is Robert. Robert served in the Rifles and went into the 1st Battalion and was killed in 1915. The two scrolls that are above that are the actual scrolls given by His Majesty the King to all people who were killed. And it reads, "He whom this scroll commemorates was numbered amongst those who, with a call of the King and country, left all that was dear to them, endured hardship, faced danger, and finally passed out of the sight of men by the path of duty and the self-sacrifice, giving up their own lives that others might live in freedom. Let those who come after see it, and the name not be forgotten, Lieutenant Robert Larmer Neil, Royal Irish Rifles. And the same is for Dermot, except it's got James Dermot Neil on the bottom of it. The sacrifice of two sons, one son who was a director of the firm, and the other son who was would have become a director, must have been heart-rending for both the father and the mother. Both were yachtsmen at Bangor, cricketers. One was educated in Switzerland and Germany. The futures ahead of them, but they took the call and went, and they paid the ultimate sacrifice of death. So, to be honest with you, I cannot say how that would affect a family to lose two sons. Would have been devastating to any family whatsoever.
Donegal Place, Belfast. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.